The Taoiseach Micheál Martin is in Jordan this morning as he continues his latest visit to the Middle East in a bid to secure agreement for a ceasefire in Gaza and recognition for a Palestinian state. On Tuesday, he visited Rafah in southern Gaza on the border with Egypt. The Israeli government say they are going to press ahead with a ground offensive there in a bid, they say, to destroy the last remaining units of Hamas. Nearly 1.5 million Palestinians have been displaced to Rafah in the past 6 months. Speaking to RTE News, Micheál Martin said that UN officials whom he had spoken to believed Israel would attack the city.
They're convinced it will happen. They kind of speak in language, not if, but when. They're very concerned because the population in Rafah prior to this war was about 270,000. I think it's now between 1.4 million and 1.7 million people in the south more generally, but in Rafah about 1.4 million. They spoke about the build-up of solid waste, all sorts of problems, but an invasion would be catastrophic, that they have no doubt. And obviously every effort will be made politically and internationally to try and hold that back. But they're very fatalistic about that.
Our Europe editor Tony Connolly is travelling with Micheál Martin on this trip. He described the experience in Rafah.
Well, the crossing itself is a rather complicated set of zones. So we were able to get up to the first gateway into the crossing point. The Taoiseach and the delegation then went in to meet senior UN humanitarian officials for a briefing. And then beyond that, there's a red zone, a buffer zone. And then beyond that again, there it would be the main zone that you enter, you cross through to enter into Gaza or come out of Gaza. So around the perimeter there where we were, there were quite a few Palestinians who were waiting there for family members. There were some families that had come across who are essentially clients of a company that they pay to try and get out of Gaza. So there was that side of things. But also there are, as you can imagine, scores of articulated lorries with provisions, humanitarian support, food, water, medical supplies, waiting at the crossing and waiting within the hinterland of the crossing to pass into Gaza. And that, of course, is an extremely complicated operation.
And Micheál Martin, in relation to what is on those aid trucks, he spoke about the Israeli Defence Forces confiscating things like orange juice, like sleeping bags.
Yes, he was given a briefing by the Egyptian Red Crescent, who gave a very detailed depiction of the kinds of checks that these trucks have to go through. The consignments on the trucks undergo four separate checks, including x-rays. And if they fail any of those checks, then the consignments are rejected. Now, about 15% of the humanitarian medical equipment is rejected by the Israeli Defense Forces. Now, these include oxygen, CT scans, crutches, incubators for children, water filters, power banks, solar panels, etc., even wheelchairs, sleeping bags if they're green, scissors in first aid packs, all of that kind of thing. Now, the Israelis will claim that these are potentially dual use, and if they fall into the hands of Hamas, could cause a problem. The Taoiseach last night was very clear in his mind that this was purely vindictive on the part of the Israelis and was really hampering a fully fledged humanitarian operation. And he couldn't come to any other conclusion but that this was the collective punishment of the residents of Gaza.
He's continuing his visit today. He's in Jordan. Who is he meeting? What's on his agenda?
Well, first of all, he's going to be going to the Talbiya camp, which is 35 kilometres south of Amman, and that's an UNRWA-run Palestinian refugee camp. It was one of six emergency camps that was set up after the 1967 Six-Day War for Palestinians fleeing the West Bank and Gaza during that war. And those refugees, in turn, were already displaced people from the 1948 Arab-Israeli War. So it has a a very storied history, this camp. He's going to be looking at an UNRWA-run school and medical clinic there. And obviously this will be a show of support to the agency, which has been, as you know, at the centre of this ongoing controversy over the allegations that members of UNRWA in Gaza took part in the Hamas attacks of October 7th. He's going to go on then to meet Ayman Safadi, who's the Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister, and then he'll have a private meeting with King Abdullah. Again, the meeting with the Foreign Minister will focus on the question of when Ireland and other EU member states will recognise the state of Palestine, and that is intimately linked with the Arab Peace Initiative, which was supposed to really get, take wings if there was going to be a ceasefire, and it was given support by the United States and would then lead to negotiations. But of course, the ceasefire is still out of reach. And I think that's obviously another topic of conversation between the Taoiseach and his Jordanian counterpart.
Has he any plans to visit Israel?
No, that was not on this visit, on the agenda, and that's because it's Passover in Israel at the moment. So it was felt that it would not be the best time to visit Israel.
And that was our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, who's travelling with the Taoiseach on his trip to the Middle East, currently in Jordan today.